You know, if this was a longer segment, Miles, I'd have a minute of silence for the fall of your hero, Roger Clemens.
Yeah, the rocket is no rocket scientist,
okay.
Right?
He was Hall of Fame bound, but now former Major League pitcher and seven-time Cy Young winner Roger Clemens could be prison bound. And a big reason is the statements he made before Congress. Among others, let's listen to this one.
Here we are now with me being accused of steroids and cheating the game of baseball. Let me be clear. I have never taken steroids or HGH. If I'm guilty of anything, it is of being too trusting of everyone.
Once again, Mr. Commerce, I think he misremembers the conversation that we had.
Oh, stop, 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 as if one wasn't enough. Clemens was indicted on six counts.
You know, there's a little bit of George Bush in him.
Yeah. Do you think?
The Texas and the misremember thing?
Can I just say mission accomplished? Clemens was indicted on six counts by a federal grand jury yesterday for allegedly lying to Congress. He could potentially spend up to 30 years in prison. We're going to go now to Ibrahim Abdul-Matan. He is our sports contributor. Let's start off. What are the six counts that he's indicted on?
Okay, so first of all, we have obstruction of justice, which is a big one. That's count one. Count two, making false statements on his use of HGH. Making false statements, this is count three, on his use of the steroids. Count four, making false statements on his use of B12, which is another problem here, another steroid or another thing that they use in between. And then number five, perjury on his use of HGH. And count six, perjury on his use of steroids. Now, this is interesting because the Clemens won't go on trial until 2012. And unless, this is important, unless he makes a plea deal, but it's unlikely that he would do so because he's actually looking forward to, in his tweet yesterday, he said he's looking forward to his day in court.
Is hubris indictable?
That's funny.
Felonious hubris.
I think this also brings up another case of Barry Bonds, and in both cases, what they have to prove is, number one, that they've used the banned drugs, the banned substances, number one, and number two, that they knowingly and intentionally lied under oath. Those are the two things that they have to prove.
Okay, so what does this mean in terms of the other players accused of using steroids?
I think it means two things. Number one, it took 4 years before Barry Bonds was indicted for perjury and obstruction of justice for him to be indicted. It took about 30 months for Roger Clemens. So I think there's an acceleration of this process. And so players that are also, that are in this, that are maybe dealing with this, have to keep that in mind. Number two, in other sports like cycling or like track, they test regularly and frequently. And to have a license to compete, you have to be available to be tested at any given moment in time. Mm-hmm. Baseball, football, the other sports in the United States don't have those stringent standards. So what this means, perhaps, is that we might get closer to a point when we might have just random drug testing. Like, for example, a cyclist could get woken up at 4 a.m. and get drug tested at their home. That might be coming if we start to see more of this happening.
Hmm. Now, how does this affect his chances of getting into the Hall of Fame, Roger Clemens?
If players that played with him were the people that voted for him, he would get into the Hall of Fame tomorrow. If players that played against him were to vote for him, he may not get into the Hall of Fame ever because he wasn't a very well-liked player if you were not on his team. Now, concerning the other writers and the writers around, because he was a premier pitcher in the steroid era and he used steroids, it's likely that he would be one of a sort of a last attempt. Like he'll get in at the last possible moment. I personally think that he'll still get in, but it's very likely that he will not because of he lied personally. He lied about lying, which is probably the double jeopardy that he jumped into.
Well, Pete Rose isn't in. He had a fantastic record. And let me just ask you this quickly. If he had just pleaded the fifth, or not, or whatever, been truthful.
If he had been like A-Rod and like David Ortiz, if he had not gone willingly and voluntarily to lie to Congress, then he probably would be fine.
All right. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaway Sports contributor. Sorry for mauling your name, but thanks for your great time here.
Good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.